I don't know what to say. What can I say? This is a surprise, not a bad surprise, just a surprise. You never mentioned any of this before. I guess my first question is, why? Why didn't you feel like you could tell me, and why now? And so Asha told Remy about Kojo and her past, that devastating loss during the birth of her child. Remy was speechless. What else could anyone be when told of such tragedy? So he held her. Neither of them knew whether it was more out of the feelings Remy had for Asha or more out of pity. It was instinctive. He just did it. I can't imagine what you went through, what you've gone through since. I can understand why you wouldn't share this with just anyone. That day must already be so hard to relive. After that, Asha and Remy decided it'd be best to call it a night, and so Remy offered to drop Asha off home. As they reached Asha's door, she asked, "Would you like to meet her? My daughter, I mean." "Eventually," replied Remy. "I don't know if meeting her now would be a good idea. We haven't even talked about what this is between us. I know I'd like to see you again sometime soon, and again after that, and again. I'm sure pretty soon we'll figure everything out." Asha agreed, smiled, and wished Remy a good night. They saw each other frequently over the following weeks. For a while, their feelings for each other grew as they became more affectionate with every date. But after some time, things began feeling different. Asha saw that Remy was becoming more and more distant. She noticed he would zone out more, like he had a lot on his mind, and he was also less and less intimate. Almost like there was something Remy wasn't telling her. Almost like he had a secret.